Let us come then to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and ever blessed God, we do come to Thee. We come in light of our precious Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank Thee for Him. And we pray that Thou would hear us tonight for His name's sake. O Lord, we come humbly, for we are sinners, and Thou art a great and a holy God. O Lord our God, accept us through the Beloved. Pardon us our latest sins, we fill our sin. If Thou, O Lord, shouldst mark iniquities, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with Thee. O Lord, hear us now. We pray that we might be helped as we briefly turn to Thy word, and later as we turn to Thee in prayer. O Lord, if ever there was a day, we need Thee to bow down mine ear and hear, and so come and bless us, O Lord. We pray that we might be aware of Thee, that we might be conscious of Thee, and we pray that Thou would come and help us as Thy people in this nation, and have mercy on the church. Oh, how we need Thee, O Lord. Look down from heaven in love and visit the vine, even this evening hour, in these days of trial and affliction. Come to our aid, we beseech Thee. O Lord, we bless Thee, we thank Thee. We thank Thee for our precious Saviour, who went all the way to the cross for us, who died for us, who rose again for us, and who is now in heaven for us, making intercession. And O Lord, hear we pray, and answer. O Lord, bless this night, and bless the church in these days. Favour us, O Lord, help us now, for Christ's sake. Amen. If you would turn in the Word of God to Psalm 80. Psalm 80, and we're going to read from verse 14. Psalm 80, and we're going to read from verse 14. Return, we beseech Thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and behold and visit this vine, and the vineyard which Thy right hand hath planted, and the branch that Thou madest strong for Thyself. It is burned with fire, it is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of Thy countenance. Let Thy hand be upon the man of Thy right hand, upon the Son of Man whom Thou madest strong for Thyself. So will not we go back from Thee. Quicken us, and we will call upon Thy name. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause Thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Just as an aid to prayer tonight, let's turn to verse 14. Psalm 80 and verse 14. Return, we beseech Thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven, and behold, and visit this vine. Dear congregation, the psalmist said in Psalm 46, verse 7, The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And what words of comfort they are, which have often been read and sung in times of great distress. The Lord of hosts is with us. And we're thankful for that enduring promise at this present time. How thankful we ought to be tonight that He has not totally withdrawn Himself from us. Where would we be if the Lord had totally withdrawn Himself from us? However, as we see in verse 14, it is plain there are times when the Lord seems to be at a distance. What does the psalmist cry? Return, we beseech Thee. There was the promise that the Lord was with His people, Psalm 46, verse 7. But here's the cry. Return, we beseech Thee. Oh, what a cry it is. And is it not our prayer this evening hour that the Lord would return, that He would visit His people? The psalmist here mourns over the low state the church was in. And do not we feel it at this present time? He considers the church, the people, but also the nation. What a low state the nation had come to. And do not we feel that at this present time? These are strange days. Not one of us here or listening online has gone through such a day. We feel it, do we not? With the psalmist, he was mourning. And surely we're grieved. We know a little mourning over what has happened at this present time. The children of Israel had known great blessing, but God's anger was evident now, and that it was upon them. But the psalmist considered these things. He feels the distance, and he prays, "Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts, look down from heaven, and behold and visit this vine." Very briefly, I'd like us to consider, first of all, look on us. And then secondly, return to us. Look on us and return to us. What do we read here in verse 14? "Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and behold and visit this vine." In a moment we'll consider the Lord returning and visiting. But first of all, as you see in the text, he must look on in a special way. Look down from heaven and behold. To look upon, to look down, to regard in a special way. For the Lord to think, to consider that his eye tonight would so turn upon us. Yes, he's ever looking on us in a gracious way. He has such love towards us. But here we're thinking of something special. That the Lord would so look on us. And that's what we need, isn't it? At this present time. As we consider the nation and the church. Lord, so look on us. Think on us. Do not hide thy face any longer. Remember us, O Lord. Look down from heaven and behold. You know, what a prayer it is. We're asking God to look right upon us. Do not we feel our sin? We consider our latest sins of this day. What has happened to us in these days? Yet we're praying that the Lord will look on in that gracious way and remember us in mercy. Spurgeon writes, commenting on these words, "Do not close thine eyes. It is thy vine. Do not utterly turn away from it, as though it were quite gone from thy mind. Look down from heaven and behold." Now, as already mentioned, God beholds all things at all times. Proverbs 15 verse 3. "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." He sees all and he knows all things. We live before his searching gaze. There is not a moment when he does not observe what we do, what we say, what we think. However, we desire God tonight to so look on us in a special way that he would then come and visit us as in a day of revival. Behold, remember, it's our earnest prayer tonight, isn't it? Forgive us where we need forgiving. That's part of it, isn't it? Consider the situation we are in, the difficulties that lie in our pathway. Remember us, O Lord. These are strange days. The virus continues to spread around this world. And it's been over 6 months now. We entered lockdown back in March. There was a little easing in June. But now we're facing the winter. And look at what's happening in Wales and parts of the north and Scotland. Restrictions are coming back down upon the people in a great way. We're not through it yet. And then consider what has happened around this globe, how the virus has swept around the world. There's so much sorrow. There's so much hardship facing men and women in this world. There was all the difficulties of the early part of the lockdown. But now consider the difficulties economically. People are losing their jobs. Turn now to the church. Yes, there has been some encouragements. A number more have been listening on. The Lord has preserved us. Are we not thankful for that? What a mercy we're still here. We have this opportunity, whether we be here, a few of us in the building tonight, or online, we have this opportunity to plead with the Lord. What a blessing that is. The Lord has preserved us. But oh, consider the present. There seems a coldness in some churches. Difficulties have come. Divisions have affected congregations. People have left. There's apathy in the heart of certain ones. How have I done since the lockdown began? Am I more spiritual? I fear I'm not. Am I more like Jesus? I fear I'm not. Oh, the coldness in my own heart. We can examine ourselves. Have we prospered? Have we flourished under affliction? Oh, what has happened? So much has had to be put on hold for a while. Look out at this nation. We have not yet seen widespread repentance. Yes, there have been some. But you consider what's happened. The situation facing the country, where are the thousands, not just the tens, but the thousands. There's 67 million or so people living in this country. Where are the thousands upon thousands seeking the Lord? In certain places like Iran, the church is growing in an amazing way, despite the pandemic. But what about this country? What about these kingdoms? Oh, for the movement of the Holy Spirit. Oh, for the wind to blow. Song of Solomon 4, verse 16. Awake, O north wind, and come thou south, blow upon my garden. Awake, O north wind. There's a prayer to the Holy Spirit for him to come. Blow across my own garden. I feel the deadness, the coldness. Don't we feel it? Blow, Holy Spirit, across the face of our soul. And blow across the face of the church. We need it, do we not? Awake. We're praying for the Holy Spirit to so come, to think on. Oh, for our triune God to look down. And behold, to remember us in mercy. If there was ever a day we need mercy, it's tonight. We need the mercy of the Lord. Oh, for him to remember us. Are we not burdened? I know the Lord has put it in your heart. You've come and asked me. Because you're burdened about what is happening. Oh, for the Lord to look down. We feel the burden. In the third chapter of Lamentations, Jeremiah bewails the state of Zion. In verse 49 and verse 50 we read, mine eye trickleth down, and ceaseth not without any intermission, till the Lord look down and behold from heaven. Let's be honest, beginning myself. How many tears have you shed throughout these 6 months that the Lord would visit his people? There's Jeremiah. Mine eye trickleth down and ceaseth not without any intermission. Day after day, he's wrestling with the Lord. Remember Jacob, I will not let thee go till thou bless me. How often do we really wrestle like that? I hang my head in shame. Oh, that the Lord would look down. Give him no rest. That's the call of the word of God, isn't it? Give him no rest. I will not let thee go till thou bless me. Oh, for a movement of the Lord. Oh, for the Lord to look down. Remember us, Lord. Behold us. And dear brothers and sisters, he will. He will remember. But he first delights to see his people wrestling with him. Earnestly praying. Moving from coldness to warmth in the soul and wrestling with the Lord. that comes rest. And then he will so look down in a merciful way because of his grace and because of Christ our Redeemer. He will not forget us. In times past he's come to the aid of the church. He will come to our aid today. He will not forget. Well, first of all then remember, secondly as we close, return to us. Verse 14. Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and behold and visit this vine. Return. Now it's so plain, isn't it? Young ones here tonight, you can understand this. The psalmist here believed God was at a distance. You know, we look at a nation. Some can remember a better day. In the Second World War, one called the nation to pray, and many gathered for prayer, and the miracle of Dunkirk followed. People can remember when there was a greater general fear. But today in the nation, God seems at such a distance. And even it's true to a measure with the people of God. Yes, he's with us, as we've seen. But oh, we pray, return. It's our prayer. It's the prayer of the sweet psalmist of Israel, who knew much of the Lord, who knew that warmth in his soul. Psalm 45, return. There are times when we feel warmth in the soul and we feel the Lord's nearness, but then he seems to withdraw, as we see in the Song of Solomon, chapter 5. Return. Is that what you'll say? Return, we beseech thee. Earnestness there. You know, I fear at times I just go through the mechanics. Oh, for an earnestness. Return, we beseech thee, and visit this vine. Lord, look on us, and now come where thou art looking, in a special way, as in a day of revival. Return. A fresh visitation is what we need. None of us have known it, but we need a fresh visitation, that God would return, that we would be so aware of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we know those precious words, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And then in Psalm 22, we see the Lord speaking through the psalmist in the midst of the congregation, in the midst, precious words, aren't they? But how often are we really aware of the presence of the King? Return, that we would be so aware, that our hearts would be moved, that we would be aware of King Jesus. Oh, for God to come. That's our only hope, isn't it? As we look at the nation, but then the church as well. Oh, that God would come. That he would draw near to the people of God. And the nation would take note. There is a people who walk with God. They walk with God. There's something in their living. There's something in their speaking. There's something in their faces. They're looking to the Lord. Oh, for the nation to take note. Oh, for God to come. Return. It will be humbling. Oh, to so sense the presence of God. That will be humbling. I tell you, we will be aware as we gather for worship of our sin and our unworthiness. But there also be awareness of the majesty of God, his grace and his mercy, that we can come. Oh, for the Lord to return. To return in a wonderful way, that we would be like those that dream, as we heard earlier sung in Psalm 126, verse 1. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Oh, for such a day. That we're so amazed. God has come. There's something in our congregations we've not known before. There's such an awareness of the Saviour. We feel we're in his presence in a wonderful way. We're like them that dream. Return, we beseech thee. Oh, to see the church built up. To see such a godly fear within. To see the truth so loved and held dear. To see the church going forward in this nation under Christ our captain. To see conversions, many, to see churches built up, to see new churches established where there has been no gospel like before or for many years. Oh, for the Lord to return. Return, we beseech thee. Look on us tonight. We want thee, O Lord, to look on us. And now come. Because what hope have we? We've all proved our weakness, our smallness, haven't we? In this pandemic. What hope have we? There's many in the nation who think, well, we have our riches. We'll get through this. We need God. Oh, that God would come. And that we would live to see such a return of the Lord. Oh, make it our prayer. Reverend John Brown of Haddington, commenting on this verse, wrote, "While I sing, let me be affected with the distress of God's church. Let me pant for the fullest manifestations of his glory and the blessings of his presence. Oh, to see a little of his glory. Oh, to be aware of the blessing of his presence." God delights to hear his children pray. And he will answer. Oh, we look to the Lord that he would come back. I miss the Lord. Oh, that he would come back. Spurgeon wrote all those years ago. Do you remember Spurgeon? The thousands he preached to. This is what Spurgeon said. "Come back to us, for we sigh and cry after thee." Come back to us is our prayer. Will we close by considering God? He will not forget. Isaiah 49. He will come back. Maybe one of the things we learn through these seasons of affliction, that we earnestly pray that God would come back. Return, O Lord. That's our prayer tonight. Then what do? We wait for God. Pray by faith. Believe that God will come back. Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and behold and visit this vine. Return. We're conscious of the Lord, aren't we? Lord, look on us tonight and come to the church. May every congregation represented here and every congregation represented by those of you listening on and all the congregations, may we all be aware that God has come, that our gracious God has drawn near to us. Visit us. Let's be earnest. May the Lord help us to pray this evening hour. Amen. Just before we come to prayer, let me thank you again for coming here this evening. Very grateful for those of you from the congregation and members of the families of the congregation who have been able to join with us tonight. I know you have desired to be here. May the Lord hear our prayers. I thank all those who have been listening on as well. I know a number of you would have liked to have been here, but because of the restrictions, we were unable to really open up the meeting other than live through this broadcast. May the Lord richly bless you as well. We look to the Lord for the future. These are strange days, and we do not know the future, but we trust the Lord who holds the future. We do look to the Lord that we will be able to meet again in the new year for such meetings. We trust the Lord for these things. It may have to be in a similar way if we're allowed to meet in this way. Normally we have the pastor of Emmanuel Church Salisbury, the Reverend Malcolm Watts, doing the first one of the new year. I would very much like to think in some way he would be able to address us, but we'll see how things unfold with the pandemic. May the Lord richly bless you and bless us all. Just one brief announcement, and that is a special prayer meeting which is going to be hosted by the Trinitarian Bible Society and led by the Reverend Malcolm Watts next Monday at 7:15. For those of you here, there'll be details put up on the Lord's Day. If anybody would like to listen in on the local committee, we're trying to encourage as many possible to join in the Wessex region for that prayer meeting, particularly for the distribution of God's word in this area. As I said, the pastor and the president of the Wessex TBS auxiliary will be leading that meeting, Reverend Malcolm Watts, and to pray again that the Lord would look down and hear the prayers of God's people. It will be a Zoom meeting. If you'd like any further details, you can contact Mr. Joe Sayers through the TBS website, and he'll be pleased to give the link to those who are friends of the society. So I do commend that meeting next Monday at 7:15. These are strange days, and we do miss a lot of fellowship, don't we? And particularly the suppers here at Cross Lanes Chapel, but we just can't do them at this present time. But may the Lord bless you as you make your way home a little later. May the Lord give travelling mercies. May the Lord bless the congregations represented here. Perhaps I could just mention my sister-in-law Yolanda, who's still in the hospital in Grimsby, if we could particularly pray for her, that she would be able to rest tonight in the hospital, and that the Lord would put his healing hand upon Yolanda at this time. Thank you for coming, and thank you for listening. Let's stand for prayer. Oh, gracious God, we come to thee. We thank thee we've been able to gather, those of us few here in the building, and for others listening on, O Lord, we thank thee for this opportunity. We feel our smallness, but we come to thee, a great God. And O Lord, as we have thought tonight of those words in the psalm, we humbly pray again, return to us, look down from heaven, and visit the vine. Hear the prayers of all who prayed in this place, whether vocally or silently, and all who have prayed listening on this evening hour. O Lord, hear our prayers, we beseech thee. We do not deserve to be heard, but thou art a gracious God, and we have a wonderful Saviour, and we would carefully remind thee afresh tonight of the Son of Man, who is at thy right hand. And we pray that thou art here. We pray that thou art blessed for the glory of thy name, our church, in this nation. We pray for the congregations represented here. We pray for Emmanuel, for Carmel, for ourselves at Cross Lanes, and many other congregations. O Lord, come, we beseech thee, with a fresh visitation. May we know the presence of Emmanuel. Lord, we pray, and build us up. Revive us, O Lord, we beseech thee. So hear us now then, O Lord. We would remember particularly Yolanda in the hospital tonight. May her pillow be thy promises, and put thy hand upon her, and may she know a restoring, and if it please thee that soon she will be able to come home again. We pray for her and Stephen, and all the family at this time, and many other believers who are suffering. We pray for them. We pray for those who have the virus. We commit them to thee. Remember thy servant in America, Dr. Beakey, O Lord, and others, O Lord. We pray for those who are facing financial difficulty, those who have lost jobs, those who cannot get work. O Lord, thou hast promised to provide for thy people. O make the promise plain, and may thy people prove it afresh, O Lord. Hear us now, forgive us our many sins, we love thee, and we would thank thee, O Lord, though we're in great affliction. We thank thee for thy goodness, we thank thee for thy grace, we thank thee for thy love, we thank thee for thy fatherly care. We thank thee for the unspeakable gift. O Lord, we pray that he, our precious Saviour, would be known more in our hearts. He would be more precious. Oh, may we know a closer walk with him. We beg of thee, O Lord. Remember us, O Lord, for the glory of thy name. And do it again, we humbly pray, for Christ's sake. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost, be with you all. Amen.